I want you, she rasped. Take me, for God's sake, please take me. Julia. I'm recovered, completely, absolutely. Have me, right here. He could lift up her skirts, unfasten his trousers. He had to tell her the truth, but not here. Not when I have waited so long, he growled, drawing her up into his arms and carrying her from the room. One of her arms was around his shoulders, while her other hand tugged the knot of his neckcloth free as she nibbled on his ear. He took the stairs two steps at a time, while she laughed softly. Into her bedchamber he went, slamming the door in their wake. The bed loomed, large and inviting, called to him. Gritting his teeth, he ignored it and set her feet on the thick carpeting. Julia, I want you so badly. I have for the longest. Holding her face between his hands, he looked deeply into her blue eyes. He had to tell her the truth, now, before they went any further, before she despised him fully and completely, before he despised himself. He had to confess his sins, his duplicity. He had to be honest with her. He had to lose her forever. Or he could hold his tongue, continue on with this role for the remainder of his life, be Albert until he drew his final breath, keep his promise to her that he would never again leave her. It was the only way to keep that promise. To never hear his name on her lips, crying out with passion. To never be the man to whom she was actually married. To never be the man she truly loved. To live the remainder of his life with his brother's leavings. But in the end, he would have her. He would always have her. Whatever sacrifices he endured would be worth it to keep her happy, to keep from breaking her heart. He knew his motives weren't purely unselfish, but then he'd never claimed not to be selfish, because in the end, his silence would keep her with him, and he wanted her more than he'd ever wanted anything in his life. He claimed her mouth, and he was lost.